Welcome back to Inside the Game, brought to you by Raider Media. It's the Dakar Rally 2020 edition with Toyota Gazoo Racing. I'm here at the bivouac on the morning of Stage 10. Stage 9 done and dusted, only three more to go. And competitors about to enter the dreaded marathon stage. 2 days of racing, but no service in between. So they're going to have to look after their own cars. I'm going to interrupt Mario D'Souza now, because he's chatting to Janelle Davidis. Sorry, Hilly, I'm just going to interrupt quick. You're about to climb into your car. Sorry, Mario. Tell me a bit more about the marathon stage.
Yeah, we're going into the empty quarter, so-called empty quarter today. So it should be interesting. We're going to have a look what it looks like. Yeah, first part of the marathon stage today with some nice big dunes at the end. Then we spend the night there without any service of the mechanics or anything. So we have to look after the cars, and then tomorrow back out of the empty quarter back here. So yeah, it's going to be a tough 2 days, yeah, we'll be trying our best.
Yeah, I don't really recall a marathon stage starting this late in a Dakar. Usually it's a little earlier on, and they call it the Great Equalizer because it puts the privateers on a level playing field with the work sites. Is that really the case? Is your eyes rolling?
I'm not quite sure about that. But yeah, look, I mean, it's you have to take care of the car. But I can tell you up front, I mean, the pace that NASA and the two minis, especially NASA, is going at now is insane. And I don't see that they're going to go any slower. I mean, the gap at the front is 24 seconds, and you know, they're going to be pushing really, really hard today and also tomorrow. So there's not really marathon for them, although it's a bit longer without service, but it's going to be flat out.
As we speak, there goes NASA and Mathieu. I mean, 24 seconds separating them and Carlos Sainz after, what, around 5,000 kilometers of racing. It's unheard of almost.
Yeah, it's very close. You know, when was it? 2011, I think. Carlos beat NASA by 2 minutes and 12 seconds, which was the closest finish in the Dakar history. So maybe this year it's going to be the other way around and even closer.
And on a personal note, how are you feeling? You about to hit the road? I know that you're suffering the ill effects of a neck injury picked up a couple of days ago. Then you re-injured it.
Yeah, no, I mean now it actually feels fine again. The physios did a great job here, and yeah, we just have to try and push as hard as we can, but you know, at the moment it's you know, for me it's not possible to do the speed of NASA. He's just doing an incredible job now, and you know, it's great for the team that he's 24 seconds behind the minis. But we'll push as hard as we can, you know, and try and stay as close as we can, and you know, see what happens.
Good luck. We'll see you in 2 days' time, as you have to service your own car later tonight, and say goodbye to these mechanics for a full 24 hours.
I won't have to service it. It's a Toyota Hilux, so nothing will be wrong.
Lovely. You like the confidence there, Glenn?
Yeah, it's what we what we say to the drivers. Walk around it, look at it. If there's nothing nothing leaking or nothing loose, just leave it and go to bed. So, yeah, I like the confidence. It's good, but it's always stressful. It's actually more stressful for us here in the pits for the next 24 hours than it is for the drivers. They know what's going on, but let's see what happens today.
Well, a freezing start to the morning. I didn't realize Saudi Arabia was going to be this cold. And I was chatting to the guys now, and they said they can't wait. It's their day off. They're going to climb back into their tents and sleep for 24 hours.
Yeah, they are, but they won't be sleeping for 24 hours. I've got some jobs for them to do. They're going to find that out later this morning. But yeah, I think every member of the team will be watching the step-by-step on the stages, and the stress is really high. But yeah, it's cold here. Wow, very.
And yeah, you must be thrilled at the position, especially from what took place yesterday. 24 seconds separating NASA and Carlos. Unbelievable. Janelle just mentioned the closest ever finisher was back in 2011 or something, when NASA won. I mean, when Carlos won just over a minute ahead of NASA. We looking as if this could go down to the wire even tighter than that.
Oh, my God. I don't know. We're going to be exhausted with that. It's it actually feels different to last year. When we had 40 minutes, it was ours just to throw away lead. Now we're in a real fight. It doesn't feel as bad, but I mean, obviously it's stressful because we're in it, we're going for it, and if something happens, well, at least we tried the maximum. And I see NASA this morning we can't make a plan because it's every day is day by day. How many spares? We've got quite a few spares in, but NASA said tonight if it's if we're in a good position, we take the spares out if we've got a fight. So this really is day by day.
I don't think you could have wished for a better performance yesterday from all of your guys. All four cars in the top 10 with Fernando Alonso's performance again, edging him into 10th spot.
Yeah, great. Absolutely great. And to open the road for 300 km was a bigger job than most people think about. I mean, you know, not easy at all. And I did see a little bit of, can we say, fatigue creeping in yesterday after the concentration, but he'll be fighting fit this morning. But yeah, NASA's performance yesterday was exceptional. To do that performance, to do that speed without any real damage to the car, he was beyond flat out. He was really over the limit, but somehow still safe.
Would there be some team orders, or will there be some collaboration between Stefan and Carlos at the front regarding teamwork, trying to stop NASA from... I see you again rolling your eyes. What do you reckon's gonna? How's it gonna play out?
Well, I don't know. Carlos is an absolute fighter. There was a discussion about a possible speed penalty, speeding fine for NASA yesterday, and it wasn't true or it was gone. And I heard last night through the grapevine, Carlos was at the PCO making sure that somebody just didn't remove it. So he's fighting in every detail. We've got to remember there was 3 minutes for the non-overtaking, which NASA didn't think was correct at all. It was Matthew said it was his problem in the beginning. So we've lost some chunks down the way. Whether they play team orders, I don't know. NASA's job today is to get to Stefan and stick with him like glue, and then decide what to do as they go later in the stage. Carlos will be fighting from a better start position, I think, flat out all day. So look for fireworks from him.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting day. We keep on saying it, the game-changing day, the moving days, but I think every day has been those over the last 3 or 4 days.
Absolutely. And I, the road service yesterday, I asked Bernard, and I said, what was the stage like? Demanding, and the first time he had a real, real sweat on. And I said, scary or demanding? And he said, no, demanding. It was a lot of concentration and a lot of precision work through the rocks and keeping the speed high. So every day we say this is going to be the day, and we just, with our fingernails, pulling that, that race to us.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Derek. Yeah.
Speaking of Bernard Ten Brinker, joining me right now. Bernard, geez, a cold start to the day, but... all four Hiluxes in the top 10 now. What a performance for Toyota Gazoo Racing.
Yeah, till now it's very good. But we have still 3 long days to go. But to be honest, I didn't expect that before. Okay, you hope that, but for Toyotas, all top 10, yeah, it's very good.
And the marathon stage about to commence makes life a little tougher for you drivers and navigators. It's not just about driving and navigating now. It's also about fixing possible problems that you could pick up along the way.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing for today is not to have some problems because, we are driver and co-driver. We are not mechanics. And to be honest, we can do something, but big repairs, we cannot do it. And this is what you must avoid today and tomorrow. And it's always a little bit exciting to drive the marathon day. But on the other side, when you think too much on this, you are not focused anymore. And I won't try to forget that and do my job and like I always do.
Looking at the top 24 seconds separating NASA and Carlos, unbelievable. After so many hours, so many kilometers of driving, that it's still that tight.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I think this is the closest one I ever see. And let's see where we are tomorrow night. Because maybe NASA makes maybe 5 or 10 minutes during the marathon stage. It should be nice, but also for us, we are now on P7, and in 15 minutes we go from P7 to P5, and 15 minutes more we are P4, and But also the rear, when you look at Ceradori, he's only 15 minutes behind us. He's a quick driver with a quick buggy. The buggy has a high top speed, and that means also we have a little pressure from behind. But yeah, everything is possible, and this is nice for this Dakar.
And also from a personal point of view, your last two Dakars, heartbreaking ends right at the death of both races. This time around, as you said, P7 to P5 just around the corner, and the end in sight, and you want to get this guy home.
Yes, of course, but okay, the last couple of Dakars, I have also the end in my vision, and I don't want to think about the last two Dakars, but till now everything went well. Tom does very good, the Toyota is very good, and yeah, let's hope that we can do our thing and can finish what result us giving.
And yeah, I mean, you mentioned Tom. Now, what's it been like? I mean, you old friends, first time racing together for Toyota Gazoo at the Dakar.
Yes, last time was 2016, also with Toyota. 2015, we make together P7, and yeah, we want to do it a little bit better this time.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks so much, Bernard, and best of luck for today.
Yes, thank you.
Tom, you excited for today?
No. I don't like marathon stages. I know it's in the spirit and fighting and being dirty and whatever and suffering. But it's going too fast to have marathon days, you know.
We chatted a little bit yesterday at the end of stage 9, and I spoke to you about being mechanically minded. The guys are very confident in that you're able to fix things out there. But you said, well, we are, but it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, after many, many hours of racing, many things could go wrong.
Yeah, for sure. When I think, no, we are, I think we raced until now 30 hours, 38 hours and something non-stop. So, of course, everything, in 1 second, look at what happened 2 days ago. We almost lost the race over there, and it can go so fast. But okay, today is that the message is not to have any big impacts, and so we will not have to show our skills tonight, and we can rest. But again, I find... we are 2020, time for marathon stages and suffering that was 30 years ago, but not now anymore.
And just quickly, how are you finding Saudi Arabia?
Oh, fucking cool. There's so much potential for a rally over here. You can go in all the corners of this country, and it's a beautiful nature. It's a look at the pics that, but that we knew before, you know, when we got the pics of the recce, it was going to be astonishing, and it is, but again, they can go anywhere here, and I think we are good for the next 4 years.
Brilliant. Tom, best of luck today.
Thanks.
Glenn, just chatting to Tom. Yeah, he's very nervous about the marathon stage. He says he's never been a fan.
Yeah, I think all the co-drivers are, because at the end of the day, they end up doing quite a lot of work there, and the responsibility sort of falls onto them to do more jobs than the drivers generally. So the drivers always got to go and get their beauty sleep, you know, get charged the batteries, and the co-drivers are left with many jobs. Okay, it's going to be easier this year with the closed road book, so perhaps Tom hasn't thought about that because he's still worrying about all the work he's got to do tonight. So the closed road book, which means no work for the co-drivers going through the book tonight, will kind of help the situation there. Yeah.
Speaking of fixing the cars or doing limited damage to the cars, or trying as much. I had a hand at changing a tyre the other day with Ben Constanduros, and yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, I watched you, and yeah, it took two of you to lift the tyres, put it on the car, and you know, Fernando's quite a small guy, and he picks it up and puts it on. It's 35 kilos for the listeners, which doesn't sound that much, but it's in a very tricky position, and you know, you've got to slide it onto the stud, so you're in all the wrong physical position to do it. But I think your knees are a bit stiff, Derek, to get down there and get physical with it, you know?
Yeah, I actually had a look at the video last night. We're going to screen it on Supersport later today. And yeah, it looked like four guys with all left feet. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I'd like to have another crack a little later. But overall, Glenn, are you happy with how things are going with the Toyota Hilux? I mean, again, we spoke about the 24 seconds, but you must be chuffed with where things stand at the moment. Again, all four in the top 10.
Yeah, I think I was just discussing with all the number ones on the cars a few minutes ago. The preparation we've got has been superb this year. The cars are, you know, extremely reliable so far. Jeez, touch wood, we shouldn't say this halfway through. But the guys have only had routine maintenance to do on the vehicles, so plenty of work, plenty of checking, but really they've been absolutely fantastic.
Well, I loved Achilles' comment a little earlier when I spoke to him about needing the mechanics. He said, no, you won't need him. It's a Hilux.
Yeah, it's good. It really is. I mean, you cannot believe the punishment that the cars were taking. We had the good fortune to stop next to a stage the other day where they came down and breaking into a control zone to cross the road. Phew, I mean, it was the last of the late breakers to get every half second. I mean, quite a few of the cars slid over the banking a meter high, you know, rocks the size of footballs lying around, and you think, wow, it's like this. And that was just one spot in 4,000 Ks. So they're really being pushed to the limit. There's no question.
No question that Peru was a happy hunting ground for you guys, having won the title last year. But it was very much the same almost each and every day in terms of terrain. I mean, there's sand, and more sand. This a lot more varied. You enjoy racing out here in Saudi?
Yeah, yes. Look, the new country, the organization's been great. The terrain has been changing each day, but not totally to our liking, which brings me to a good point. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the restrictor, and somebody showed me some posts on somebody's Facebook. Oh, Glenn's whinging, why don't they build a car with a diesel engine and do all of those things? And it kind of disappointed me. I'm not whinging about us not having the top speed or the wrong engine. I'm kind of disappointed in the organization, the rules side of it, that in 2018, when we were finally given the same amount of air for the engine as the diesel, the FIA performance review was Peugeot and Toyota, which Peugeot had won three times by then, by the way, were well balanced at all altitudes for acceleration. And I thought, at last, all of the global experts have been telling me it should be the same, and then we get reduced 1 millimeter. So I'm not whinging, I'm just kind of disappointed. And those are facts. I can't change that. We don't want to build a two-wheel drive. Toyota sells four-wheel drive off-road vehicles. This is what we're here to do. The car looks exactly like a Hilux, everybody says. That was my directive from Toyota's marketing aspect. And we use the highest, cleanest engine, highest performance, cleanest engine that Toyota make, and it's the petrol 5-litre engine. It's what it, now I think maybe the latest turbo petrol engines are cleaner, should you say, or greener. So, you know, it's not really on my shoulders. I'm just, as I say, a bit disappointed in the rules after the analysis in 2018 that finally we had the same amount of air for the engines and the performance was good at all altitudes.
Okay, well, being that May, you're still within 24 seconds of the lead. How do you say? How do you see today playing out? Give us a prediction. We just had Bernard and Tom shoot off. How's it going to go?
We don't know. We'll tell you later.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Game, brought to you by Raider Media.